ASCU filed suit and went to trial in 2011, charging that Wolf Mountain had held up development of the resort area and breached agreements, especially by not conveying land for the golf course. In its appeal, Wolf said that 3rd District Judge Robert Hilder erred at trial by not throwing out the case on summary judgment. Wolf's attorneys argued it was undisputed that they conveyed the golf land and that they had no obligations under the Canyon Spa Plan Agreement to convey the land. However, the Supreme Court ruling said Judge Hilder properly found those claims were disputes that needed to go before a jury. In its appeal, Wolf also argued for a judgment in its favor, quote, notwithstanding the verdict, unquote, or asked for a new trial. Wolf argued that the evidence was not sufficient to uphold the verdict, but the High Court held that Wolf did not present any legal arguments or explanations to make that case. Rather, said the ruling, Wolf used the appeal as an opportunity to re-argue the factual case at trial. Wolf also said the damage award from the jury was excessive and was apparently inflated because of passion or prejudice. But according to the High Court, Judge Hilder did not find that to be the case, and they said Hilder would be in a better position to judge than them, having gone through a 7-week trial and thousands of pages in the record. The ruling added the jury was evidently careful to award $54,437,000 in damages, no more or less. Among other comments, the High Court also said some of Wolf Mountain's claims were not adequately briefed. The Supreme Court ruling did reject one argument from the resort, which alleged that any appeal was moot. ASCU argued that at a sheriff's sale after the trial, they acquired all of Wolf's assets, along with its interests, claims, and rights. As the High Court noted, ASCU was saying it was happy to drop an appeal against itself. However, the court determined that the purchase did not include the appellate rights held by Wolf Mountain. Following the trial, Wolf was sold by Kenny Griswold to businessman Kenneth Abdallah. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.